This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hope all of you are well today and your week is off to a great start. Happy belated Mother's Day to all of my moms out there, whether you are a mom or celebrating your mom, and even sending some extra special love to those of you that had a hard day yesterday and missing your mom. Sending you big love today. You are always in my thoughts and prayers. A mom's job is never done. I am 32 and I still need my mom like I did when I was little. I talk about my parents a lot on this show, but just wanted to say again to my mom, happy Mother's Day. She is my biggest supporter, my biggest fan. She comments on everything that I post, watches every video, listens to every podcast. And y'all, even when we go out in public and we're together, she'll tell strangers about what I do and how they can listen to the show. And I do not care how big or how far this brand or podcast will go. Her support of me and my dreams has meant more to me than anything I could ever ask for. You guys don't know this, but there are some episodes that kind of stick out every season. And those episodes become the most streamed and most downloaded episodes of all time. And it is only because my mom gave me the push to put those episodes out there that you guys were able to listen to them. Your gift will make room for you from season 4, and Dreams Require Sacrifice from season 3 almost never saw the light of day. But that's because I felt my most vulnerable sharing those stories. But it was because my mom heard it and was like, post it. She is the only person that will listen to an episode before it comes out and then listen to it again with the same enthusiasm after it airs. So I just wanted to take the time today to say thank you, Mom, for everything that you are. Thank you for leading by example and showing me that there is nothing that I can't do if I don't put my mind to it. I love you, boo. When I was younger and in grade school and then going into high school, she used to always say, "Everybody is not your friend. You will have friends for different seasons of your life. And some seasons will be longer than others. Some friends will come along on your journey, but not everyone will stay. The friends that you have today very well may not be the friends that you have tomorrow." And I used to be like, girl, please. What do you mean everybody's not going to be my friend when I get older? I love these people. It's always a vibe when we hang out. We laugh. There's no issues. These are my forever friends. You crazy. And then I grew up and I realized that as I got older, my circle of friends started getting smaller and smaller. For the longest time, I really didn't talk about friendships on this podcast because I felt like I didn't have a good handle on it myself. I felt like I didn't have the friends that you go get brunch with every Sunday like they do on TV. I didn't have the same 4 friends that you can do everything with. And as I got older and my life started to change and the friends that I did have, their lives started to change and we grew in different directions, I felt insecure about not having a lot of friends. She taught me that as you get older, you really don't need a lot of good friends. But if you can get at least one great friend, that's a blessing within itself. My mom is 63, and she has been friends with the same woman since the 8th grade. I call her Auntie J. Together, they have been through school graduations, job promotions, job terminations, new boyfriends, marriages, having kids, divorces, moving to new states, funerals, health scares, life. And still to this day, they talk like they are those same girls in 8th grade, laughing, gossiping, encouraging one another, being honest with each other. And I know without a doubt in my mind that no matter what their lives look like from this day forward, that Auntie J will be there for my mom, whenever, wherever, and for whatever. I don't know if I'm the only person that feels this way, but now that I'm older and I'm in a very specific season in my life, it's so much harder to make new friends. It's hard to make friends in general, I think, but to find that person, that great friend, seems nearly impossible. And again, I can be the only person that feels this way. But as you grow and you change, the things that you value grow and change, and your expectations of people grow and change. And it seems like those type of people that you're looking for to add value to your life become few and far in between. I realized that what my mom was trying to teach me back then is true. The group of friends that we have when we're young might not be the friends that we have as we get older. The group of friends that you have now may not be the same group of friends you have in the next 5 years, because our lives are constantly changing. You get new jobs, you start new businesses, you have kids, you get married, or you get divorced. You change your life for the better. And the people that you start with may not be the people that you finish with. And for anyone else struggling with this, I just want to say that it's okay. You still have so much life to live, boo, and so many more people to meet, and so many more changes to go through. Who knows what people will enter your life and end up being the exact type of friend that you were looking for? I think because of movies and TV shows and now social media, we want this group of girlfriends that hang out all the time. There's always vibes. We look cute everywhere we go. We get brunch every Sunday. And although that may be the real life case for some of you, I know it's not the case for all of you. And because we don't have these groups of friends that fill our lives the way that we think they should, we feel insecure because we're lacking and we're missing out on what we feel should be a very normal part of our lives. But we experience life in seasons, boo. And every season is different. And because every season is different, the people we confide in, the people we hang out with, the people who we need support from may look different in every season. I do believe that we all have or will meet that one friend that we'll hold on to forever, like Auntie J. But we also have to recognize not every friend will be an Auntie J friend. And that doesn't make them less than. It just means that whatever season they found you in, you shouldn't expect more from them than what they were meant to give you in that season. And that is where I struggle the most, trying to understand that not all people will fulfill a purpose in my life in every season that I find myself in. That in one season, this friend will serve a purpose in my life, and then the next season may not serve any purpose at all. And that season where I don't have a bunch of friends to surround myself with, a bunch of people I can confide in and be myself with, maybe that season is meant to be just for me. Maybe that season is for me to get to know this version of myself by myself. Yes, it can be lonely, but that doesn't mean that you're alone. Yes, you want to catch vibes and get brunch and travel together, but maybe this just isn't the season for that. The people in my life aren't serving that purpose right now. So my job is to figure out what purpose do they serve, if they are serving any purpose at all. It sounds harsh, right? It is harsh. But you set the standard for everything in your life, sis. Everything, even the friends that you keep. And if you don't set a standard for your relationships and not be mindful about who is taking up a seat in your life and why they are sitting there, you will find yourself holding on to people and holding space for people who are not meant to be taking up space. People who are sitting in seats that other people are one day meant to occupy. But because you don't want to be lonely, because you've been friends with this person forever, even though they make you feel like crap, because you care about this person, even though a lot of the times they don't really be caring about you, you hold space for this person because it's hard getting out there and making new friends. So you continue to hold a seat open for your old friends. And you carry them into new seasons of your life, expecting them to serve a purpose, and their purpose has already been served. You know great friends by how great friends make you feel. You know great friends by knowing the purpose they serve. You know great friends by how they show up in every season of your life. No matter how much you grow and evolve and change, great friends grow and evolve and change too. Great friends push you to be great. Great friends are friends that you can learn something from. Great friends force you to think of things in new ways. Great friends have jobs, real lives, real families to nurture and take care of. And they deal with their own growth and change too. But above all else, great friends support you in every single endeavor. They love you, genuinely, not that fake, "Oh, you like my photo today on Instagram" type of love. No, they genuinely love who you are because you add value to their life and they have your back through thick and thin. And no, y'all may not see each other all the time, go out all the time, or talk all the time, but you can always find them whenever, wherever, and for whatever. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time in the day to work out, more time to rest, more time on the weekends to hang out with besties and see our friends. But if time was unlimited, how would you use it? Therapy can help you figure out what's most important to you so you can do more of that. I have always been a very big advocate for therapy, and if you are personally thinking of giving therapy a try, I think you should try BetterHelp. Everything is done online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Fill out a brief questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist, and it is that simple. One of the biggest lessons I learned in therapy was how to prioritize not just my work or my goals, but how to prioritize family time, friends, being social, and even me. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/slay today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/slay for 10% off your first month. Life does not happen every 2 weeks, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earn In. Earn In is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, with up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period.
You just download the EarnIn app, you verify your paycheck, and then access up to $100 a day as you work. And any money you access will automatically be repaid from your next paycheck. Maybe you need to grab a last minute gift for someone or need a little extra cash for a night out this weekend. EarnIn has you covered. Download the EarnIn app and get the money you earned in your pocket today. Just type in EARNIN in your app store. Once you download the app, use my code SLAY under podcasts when you sign up. That'll really help the show. And remember, EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC, and subject to your available earnings, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Make every day payday with EarnIn and get your money at the speed of you. A lot of us end up losing friends or don't even want to be friends with people, women especially, because a lot of friendships die due to some off-putting and shady stuff that typically will happen in a friendship. And let's be real, a lot of us have experienced jealousy within our friendships, competition, cattiness. Some of you have quite literally changed your life and started doing new things, and your girlfriends started acting funny. Am I right? I know I'm right. My cousin calls it weird energy. Friendships where you really just want to be yourself and spread the love and keep the same friendship going that y'all had back in the day, but it's that weird energy that they keep bringing. And I don't know about y'all, but right now, I'd rather be alone than have friends that bring that weird energy. I fought real hard to get to this place where I'm starting to love myself more and honor my process and chase my dreams. And if the purpose someone is serving is bringing the weird energy into my life, I have no time, space, or energy for that. But I can't let my past experiences dictate whether or not I want to be friends with the next person, right? Finding a great friend is like finding a great love. You have to keep trying for it. You have to keep putting yourself out there and meeting new people and taking responsibility for who you are in your friendships and accountability for your actions. And you know what? You may not get it right all the time. But what helps me stay open and wanting to meet new people is not shutting myself off because of a bad experience that I may have had. If anything, it has taught me how to set standards for the relationships in my life and saying, you know what? I didn't like who I was around this person or how this person interacted with me. I didn't like how this friendship went, but now I know how I want my friendships to be moving forward. But while we're busy deciding what purpose people serve in our lives, be mindful of the purpose that you serve in theirs. Do you add value to their life? Do you push them to be great? Do you challenge them to think of things in new ways? Do you support them in every single endeavor, even if you don't agree or are a part of it? When it's time for them to shine, do you step back and cheer them on? Are you genuinely proud of them when they win, even if you're in a season where it feels like you're losing? Because while we're all looking for great friends, we can't forget we have to be great friends too. Relationships, platonic or romantic, are about balance. The purpose of one person should not be doing all the giving, and the purpose of the other person is doing all the taking. No. My question today, boo, is what purpose do your quote-unquote friends serve in your life, and what purpose do you serve in theirs? I am not the friend expert, sis. So please don't think that I am. And I very well may have all of this wrong, but these are just my thoughts. And for those of you struggling with making friends or wanting friends, it's hard. But hard does not mean impossible. I truly believe that every single person has an Auntie J friend. They may have met them already and y'all are thriving, and I love that. Or you're just in a season where you don't recognize them yet. But you have to believe that if God can give you the desires of your heart and allow you to do and see the things you've once dreamt about, that He has some real life, real dope, real genuine friends that will add value and purpose to your life too, if that's what you desire. I don't believe we were put on this earth to be alone forever. But in the meantime, honor the season that you're in, boo. Keep growing, evolving, and changing, and consistently learning what purpose people are serving in your life and what purpose you serve in theirs. And before you know it, that great friend will present herself. No weird energy, no competition, no cattiness, and no jealousy. She's just there. Whenever, wherever, and for whatever. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.